Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Sabrina.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going good. How about you?
I'm doing so good. It's so exciting to have a very special guest, Sabrina Carpenter, on another Odyssey check-in. Welcome to the new studios. I was saying, it was so nice to have you
have
live.
A human in here.
Yeah, absolutely. And people,
no, it's so cool.
We pulled out the best for you. We got them cleaning the windows.
We have humans everywhere. Yeah, it's really active here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited to be here.
Well, congrats on everything. I mean, thanks. The new single, Nonsense. And by the way, shout out to your Halloween costumes. I don't know when this will air, but Halloween just passed.
Yeah.
You did so good. UPS driver.
It's so funny. I didn't know. It wasn't like a UPS costume. If anything, I was like trying to be the guy from Legally Blonde, and I like found this costume. And then people were like, yeah, UPS. And I was like, it wasn't a specific delivery service, but I did that. And then I did Jennifer Coolidge from A Cinderella Story, which is one of my favorites.
Got to do a couple. I love that you left it open-ended. Like, shout out to anyone who wants to do an endorsement for another delivery service. I am not
No, this is not UPS specific. So if
Amazon,
FedEx wants to hit me up, I'm still around.
That was fun. What were your plans? Did you do anything fun?
I got to spend time with friends and family. It was just like very easy. I was also like working in between. So it was kind of like a minimal effort costume year compared to other years I've had before. What were you?
My name is Brew, so I was a burrito. I dressed up like a burrito.
And that's amazing.
My girlfriend was hot sauce, and we had a great time.
We love like playing off of ourselves too.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been Sabrina the Teenage Witch, but you would think at this
your name's
point,
perfect for Halloween.
I should just do that if I'm trying to do an easy one. I know.
You use a black stuffed cat and you go around.
And I have a real cat that I could use as well.
Perfect.
So that would also work. No, I can spray paint it. That's actually,
they have that.
Don't tell PETA I just said that. I'm not gonna do that. Oh my god, guys. It's
but that is a thing.
I'll get a black cat costume for my white cat.
Yes.
There we go. Sorry.
A fully, what do you call it, like eco-friendly costume that's made from not real fur. And
eco-friendly and pet-friendly, animal-friendly.
Everything.
No, definitely not like spray painting animals. So just want to let everybody know that.
Yeah. The only bad thing is when you do it something like that, you have to explain it to everyone at the party. They're like, oh, nice. And I'm like, well, no, the thing is, my name's Brew, so like I'm a Brewito, and then you got to explain yourself.
Well, yours specifically takes, I think, a little bit of explanation, because I don't think I would assume that initially. But I also feel like maybe if people know you well enough, then they'd get it.
The people
like,
that knew me,
they're
like, yes.
They're like, Brewito.
But it's not worth explaining.
What
and everyone
kind
goes
of
clever.
Brewito?
And whatever Amazon sells, it was very basic.
Okay.
Just
we love a classic,
corn,
though.
Lettuce.
Great. Amazing. All the good things.
Speaking of all the good things, congrats on emails I can't send.
Thanks. Amazing segue.
Yeah, I think so.
Amazing.
Has anyone ever segued from a burrito to your album?
No, this is definitely the first.
Amazing.
So you killed it.
Honored.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, over 250 million streams is probably up by now, but I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah,
those
actually
numbers.
Like 2 minutes ago, I think it's 251.
No, let me check right now. Let's look it up.
Thank you
Get
so
it
much.
Right.
That's so cool.
Yeah. How do you feel sitting with the album now for a little bit?
Yeah, sitting with things is crazy because I think as an artist, you always kind of can be hard on yourself and listen to things and be like, oh, I should have changed that. But this is a project I feel very, very close to, and just getting off the road and getting to like hear all the songs live and do all the songs live and hear people like scream every lyric, but then they like put emphasis on specific ones. And it's so interesting to hear the ones they put emphasis on.
Because you know that resonated with them. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, and they all resonate with me, but I think it's really interesting to hear what resonates with them because they're kind of, you know, we're all kind of growing up together and dealing with things at the same time. So it was really special. I think this project for me was definitely a huge shift because I had, you know, gone through a lot of changes during the pandemic, as everybody else did. And it took a long time to make and to allow myself to finish and close the chapter, because it was just like one that I was like, this could probably go on forever. Like this, this portion of my life feels like a very pivotal, like, period of growth for me. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad people are like, you know, finding your music and loving it for that. And like, you know, discovering more of you as an artist, you know, as a whole, which is so fun to see. And you just wrapped the tour. So exciting.
Thanks.
Did you have a good time? Like, it was a blast.
Nah,
best tour ever.
No, I know. Yeah. It was amazing. No, it was, they sold out every show before I left. And so that was like such a incredible, I could have never asked or assumed that after like 3 years off the road, that would happen. And the crowds made every single show so special. They were so loud, sometimes I couldn't hear myself, and that was like, it's just heartwarming. I mean, I don't know, like, especially it's such a wordy album, so I was like very impressed that they were as brushed up as they were. And yeah, I can't wait to do more. It was very special.
Did you experiment with anything new after like a couple years off of touring? Did you debut anything that was like, why not? Let's test it out.
Totally. I mean, well, I mean, other than just like in general, I really like to have fun with, you know, the set list and the arrangements. And I did this thing every show where I would basically play this game with the audience where I'd ask someone like where they were at in their heartbreak healing phase. And so I think, not to like sum it up into three phases, I think there's probably 47 phases of healing after a heartbreak. But it was like, are you really angry, or are you like missing this person, or are you kind of like already over it and you have met someone else? And then whatever they would decide is what song I would then cover for the night. And I would kind of choose something in that world and in that
way. What was the most out there answer? You got someone like, whoa, like,
oh girl,
you need some help.
Actually, you know, there was some times they really threw me for a loop.
What do I do
because their stories are just wild. It's, you know, it's people that they were dating for 6 years that ghosted them and they never heard from them again. And it's like stuff like that. So then they're angry, or people that have like really come to accept that, you know, everything happens for a reason and that wasn't their person. And I'm like, it's fun being in a crowd and talking to such different people every night. So that was very special. And that was something I never really got to do on any of my other tours.
Felt like every show was custom too. I loved, which turned into a trend when you did Nonsense, just shouting out all the talents. How did that start? Was it just one night you're like rhyming? You're like, whoa, that rhymed. And
no,
you started doing it every night?
That's so funny. No, I when I was writing the song, there was so many alternate lines, because I have a silly outro in the song anyways that I was like, oh, these are just funny lines that would never be in the chorus because they would go right over people's heads. And so there were so many lines that I wanted to use. And I was like, oh, maybe I should do some of them on tour. And then once I don't know, it just was the easiest thing for me to be like, oh, I'm in Atlanta. What rhymes with Atlanta? Let me like write three more lines. And then I did it for every show. And it was really fun. It's funny too, like when things become like a lot of the fans have loved it so much and they get so excited by it. And then, you know, there's some people that are like, once something becomes something that people look forward to, then they're like over it. So I'm like trying to like find the balance of like, well, do I do it for the rest of my life?
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
Or what do I do? I don't know. We're vibing. We'll figure it out. Yeah. But it was very fun.
Can't wait for you to go to like Orange, New Jersey or
well,
something.
Well, that's the other thing. You know? Some of these places were actually quite hard to rhyme. And then
what's
I was like,
Hoboken?
Shit. Yeah. Well, token, you know,
oh, yeah,
cloak,
so.
Soak in. Like
okay,
there's
well,
a lot.
Right.
We could figure it out. But there was definitely some harder rhymes. So
Saugatuck?
What? That's a place?
Oh, yeah.
Saugatuck?
Could be a bad word, but, you know. It's
well,
just...
totally could be a bad word. Well, there was enough bad ones. There was one that my mom was at the show, and I said something about wanting someone to rearrange my organs. Because it rhymed with.
Your mom was there?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Well, sometimes you
just
gotta.
She might not know. She'd be like, oh, she's passionate about doctors and surgery.
Well, and she is a doctor, so I'm sure she took it as that, and that was what I intended.
Sure.
Yep.
Another great segue.
Yeah.
The Nonsense music video. I don't know when this will come out, but November 9th, it's here.
Yeah.
That's a sick video. Like, you got a little She's the Man moment.
Oh, my God.
To be a dude and date yourself. How was that?
Hilarious. That was my dream. Like, I just, the second that I knew I was making a video, I was like, I want my best friends in it. I want to just dress up as guys and flirt with ourselves and have fun. Because the whole song is just nonsense. So, I mean, we really got to embody what it feels like to be a guy, or at least my version of a guy.
A lot of vape.
Yeah, well, I named him Sebastian. Oh. Like, he's kind of a ladies' man. It's like, whatever. Like, it was really funny. We were having so much fun playing these characters.
Yeah, you could definitely tell. I'm like,
I know.
Unhinged, and I love
it's
it.
So
it's controlled
funny.
Chaos.
It's controlled chaos.
In the
yeah.
video. So if you haven't seen it, check it out.
I hope they like it, because we just had the best time making it. The BTS 2 is like one of my favorite BTS videos ever, because we're just, it's maybe more entertaining than the music video. I'm not sure. So it was very fun.
Check them both out. Amazing. So what's like next on the schedule? What are you working on now?
Quite a few things. Mm-hmm. And this is the part where I'm always like, cool, ooh, what can I actually say? What can I not say? There's a lot more to come. It was funny, the other day my fans were like, is the emails I can't send era over? Like, I feel like it just started. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's not over. And that's all I'll say.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There we go. Yeah. That's fun to hear. It's been so interesting, too, like, just to think about where your inspo comes from. Because I feel like in the past couple of years, it's a weird place, you know? Did you feel like you were kind of compressed in a sense, like, where everything was kind of, you know, you had to keep it to yourself? You couldn't really talk on a lot of different things, you know? Like, did you feel compressed when writing? Are you in a new era where you're like, now I can let everything out? Like, it's all going towards music?
I think, if anything, I felt way more liberated in the last 2 years, because I think everybody was at a place mentally where nothing was certain and every day wasn't promised, and it was like kind of a weird time for everybody. So at least for me, I felt very, very excited and inspired to just be as honest as possible, because also, like, you know, I am definitely in the prime phase in my life where if I'm gonna make mistakes and learn from them, it's going to be now. So unfortunately, sometimes I guess I'm doing that on a scale where people are paying maybe closer attention. And so maybe I have to be a little bit more cautious. Yeah. But I also just am trying to take it easy on myself. So I'm just
doing you.
Just doing me, bro. Like, yeah, no, it's been very informal, for sure.
Do you feel like you have to explain yourself in certain songs? I feel like you explain a lot of it. Like, do you feel the need to, or you're just like, no, I'm going to squash that now. This is what it's about.
You can never, no one will ever, ever, ever see anything from your point of view, like the way that you see it. So for me, like, all that matters is that I am speaking my truth. I know that sounds so cliche.
No, it's true, though. Like, you're hearing that more and more, especially the last couple of years. You know, people are like having those realizations.
Well, and it's like, growing up, people always tell you can't please everybody. Not everyone's going to like you. You have to, like, all that stuff kind of goes over your head until you realize you truly can't. And it's a waste of energy. And it kind of takes away from your energy to be putting so much energy into people that don't know you and never probably will really know you. And the one thing I've learned more than anything is, if people don't want to like you for whatever reason, they're going to find any reason not to.
Absolutely.
It can be the easiest, dumbest, littlest thing. So, you know, the people that do like you and do support you and love you, and those are the people to focus on, and that's all that matters.
That's huge. Yeah. I was going to say, like, ask what one of the most valuable lessons you learned in the last couple of years. That's got to be that,
that's
right?
That's probably a big one.
Isn't it weird how the internet is? The internet's so odd, where, like, if they want to find anything at all, they will find, just having like a public relationship online, like there was one of us where we were just rollerblading and it got so picked apart because, like, oh, they're so far apart, they hate each other. I'm like,
well, you do hate each other, I'm sure, because you were so far apart.
If you're 6 feet apart while rollerblading.
Everybody knows that.
Divorce or whatever, like, it's an imminent breakup.
That's so funny.
Speaking of how internet is so odd, I fall down the rabbit holes of stuff. I would get on, like, Sabrina Talk, and I'm like, this is odd.
Don't do that.
So now
what did you find? What did you find? Oh, no.
What's up with Dylan O'Brien? Is there anything with...
Cut the cameras.
I don't know if I'd ask about that, but as we start sipping the water.
That's so crazy, like...
Yeah, isn't that weird? People are detectives.
I don't look on the internet, so...
Well, neither do I, but, you know. People send me things, and I'm like,
you were stumbling down some holes.
Deep,
yeah,
and
weird.
I found it, and I was like,
fan
wow,
fiction
these people,
is crazy.
What a great segue.
Fan fiction's wild.
Isn't it wild?
I used to write fan fiction.
Shout out to Dylan.
When I was little.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is Mean Girls, are you going to be a part of that Broadway? Did that happen or no?
It did happen, but then it got shut down because of the pandemic. Yeah.
Are you going to go back and do any of that?
The show, as of right now, is not on Broadway anymore, so they're still touring. Like, the actual, like, tour of the show is happening, but I'm not a part of it. But
what were you playing?
I was playing Katie Heron.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That was so fun to see.
It was so, so fun. The whole, like, cast, everybody was incredible, and I, like, it was such a dream. I hope I can do it in the future, but I don't know right now. We'll see. Yeah. Broadway in general is something I really want to do again.
No, it's so exciting. I saw that and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've never been to a Broadway show, but that would be the first one.
Totally.
Mean Girls on Broadway sounds
so cool. It's such a great show. Like, the soundtrack is incredible. Like, everybody involved in that show is just, I mean, the movie obviously is iconic.
So absolutely.
You don't expect anything less with the show, but it was very fun. I'm still so, like, it really got, you know, the rug was pulled underneath me. I was like so ready to do Broadway. But maybe sometime in the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Going back to music real quick, you switched labels like a year ago?
Yeah.
How has that been? Is that like...
Yeah, something like that.
How has it been with your creative process? Like, better?
It's been... Well, I mean, that's a good question. I think it's always going to be like things... There's always a lot to navigate, no matter what, especially when you're getting to know people. I was with, you know, a label since I was like a child. So that was a really huge shift for me. But I'm very, very lucky and grateful. Like, Island has been such an amazing support system as far as like I'm a very hands-on artist and songwriter. And I think to be able to, you know, obviously get to execute my vision the way that I want to is like a dream. So,
yeah. And comfortability is so huge, you know, like being comfortable with all the people you work with.
Totally. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So nice to get to meet you in person.
Me too.
So excited for everything that's coming up for the rest of the year. Is there anything I missed or any message you want to give to the fans before we wrap?
Just thank you guys for all your support. Thank you for being so incredible consistently and putting up with me. I love you so much.
Sabrina Carpenter, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.